Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio, and thank you for joining us today. Well, have you ever thought about what you need to do to be happy? Now, I hear people talk about happiness all the time, but what is happiness? So we thought we'd have a chat to a guy who's an expert on happiness today. Dan here, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Very, very well, Dane. Dane, what does it mean to be happy?
Well, I'd say, you know, it's that sense that you can actually accomplish anything that you want. You know, if you ever have one of those days where you wake up and you feel like the world is on your side, nothing is against you, and you feel like you're not only connected with everything, but you can have and create what you'd like in the world.
Yeah, I'd call that a good night's sleep.
Exactly. A really good night's sleep.
You know, what I find interesting, though, when you go traveling as a tourist and you go to other people's countries and you analyze people and you look at people, some cultures are just naturally what I would say are happy and others can be very depressed. Is that true or is that just my figment of my imagination?
No, I would say there's an accuracy in that. And I think what happens when you go traveling is you open up to a different awareness than you allow yourself to have when you're home, so you can actually perceive what's really going on with the people rather than sort of all the conclusions that you've come to over time living where you live. So it creates more of an openness in your world too, which is also part of being happy.
So Dane, how did you get into all this field and how do you sort of practice what you preach?
Well, 12 years ago I was a chiropractor and I was decidedly unhappy. In fact, I was depressed and I tried so many things to change it, nothing had, and I finally said, look, universe, you got 6 months. Either you show me something that actually changes it so I can be happy, or I'm killing myself. And I came across something called Access Consciousness, started using the tools of it, and within an hour session, I actually started having a space of happiness open up in my life that I hadn't had in almost 4 years.
That's amazing.
And as far as practicing, yeah, that's what I said at the time, because I didn't think it was going to happen. I had tried so many things.
Yeah.
And literally, there was this space of kind of like being a little kid walking through the world again that started opening up for me, where I wasn't functioning from the judgment that I had learned over the course of my life and through the abuse and different things I'd experienced.
Yes.
I was functioning from more the question. And I think that's one of the big things is, if you can start to function from question, like, how does it get any better than this? If you ask that question when something good happens or when something bad happens, you can change a situation. You can change a good one into a better one or a bad one into a better one. That's just one simple use of one tool. How does it get any better than this?
You talked about abuse. Are you talking about people abusing you and or you abusing yourself?
Well, actually, what I experienced when I was a child was people abusing me in
right.
sort of every way that you could imagine.
Sure.
But what I did was after that, I took that and turned it into self-abuse. So
yeah.
It's this weird cycle of abuse thing that was finally able to stop when I started using these tools. It doesn't have to be the having the perfect life that we think it all is. It's the small things that you do that add to your life that add up to a greater result.
Yeah,
that's what happiness is. That's where it comes from.
So with your work, how do you do this now with people? What do you do?
You know, I've got about 8,000 tools that I like to share with people, but one of the first ones is, you know, if I were creating my life from the joy of it, what would I choose today?
Mm-hmm.
You know, people don't ever ask themselves that. They, you know, they're sort of in the 9-to-5 grind.
Yep.
That's one way of breaking yourself out of the rut, just asking that simple question. If I were choosing my life for happiness and joy, what would I choose today?
Mm-hmm.
And you find some little thing you can do. You know, you give a child a quarter or something, or you buy them an ice cream, and it lights up their world and changes your whole day. Just because you ask that question, you're open for the awareness, whereas if you hadn't asked it, you wouldn't have the awareness.
Sure. For more details, is there a website that you have at all?
Yeah, it's actually called happinessisjustachoice.com.
Fantastic.
Happinessisjustachoice.com.
Well, Dane, thanks for not topping yourself off and staying around and making other people happy. You made the right decision.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, man.
Okay, and for more details, you can jump onto mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.